Twist of Rosh Hashiva. Robert Levine was a psychologist in California State University for about 45 years. He studied, among other things, kindness. Which cities in the country are the most civil, the kindest? Where are you most likely, if you drop your pen, to have it returned to you? Where are you most likely to find a blind man being helped across the street by somebody else? And he found the city in the U.S., the major city that ranked at the bottom of the totem pole, was Paterson, New Jersey. But before you smile triumphantly, second last ranking was New York City. And he found that the more populous the city was, the more densely populated it was, the less likely they were to be helpful, the less likely they were to care enough, feel a sense of responsibility to help the other. Reb Soloveitchik Zatzal once suggested that this might be an interesting distinction between the word kehila and the word eda. The word eda related to the word aid. I witness something. We're a group, we're assembly, but I stand by and I watch. I'm passive. One of the dangers of being part of an eda is when there's something to be done, it's not my issue, someone else will take care of it. It's a big group here, let someone else deal with it. Why is it my responsibility? That's the eda. The kehila, though, is a congregation which entails those who are active participants. People will take the initiative, want to be involved, want to do. The word vayikahalu is an active form of that noun, kehila. People get involved, they take action. And perhaps along those lines, the opening pasuk, vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe takes adas b'nei Yisrael. This is the aftermath of the Egel Hazav. Klal Yisrael stood by and large passively, as a few Erev Rav committed a terrible, terrible chait against the Ribono Shel Olam. They stood by passively. They were in Eda. Now comes time for the building of the Mishkan, kapara for the chait Egel, vayakel Moshe, as kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe says, no longer in Eda. We got to be involved. You have to step up. You have to involve yourself. Eila dvar mashit tziva Hashem lasoso sam, says Ramban. Lasoso sam is a reference to the Binyan HaMishkan. Everyone get involved. In fact, I think it was Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook who noted that the two architects of the Mishkan, Betzalel and Uri ben Chur l'mata Yehuda, Yehuda was a melech. He was a manig. He was the one who took the lead at Yamsuf. Jump right in. Nachshon ben Aminadav. Who was the other architect? Achisamach ben Aliyev l'mate Dan. Dan was the last Sheva to travel in the Midbar. Yehuda was the first. Dan was the follower. Yehuda was the leader. When it comes to Binyan HaMishkan, both get involved. Both take the initiative. Both lead the crowd. Vayakel Moshe is called Das B'nei Yisrael. Turn the Eda and transform it into a Kehila. Although when one is part of the Kehila, one perhaps benefits from the Tfilos of the Tzibor, from the Karbonos Tzibor of the Tzibor, but the danger is that I sometimes don't feel the need to also actively be mispalal for others in the Tzibor. I don't feel the same sense of responsibility that I should be feeling for others who are be'es tzara. As Rav Soloveitchik writes elsewhere, Tzibor Kehila means Kehila of Tfila, Kehila of Chesed. Daven for others, do for others. Feel the achrayus to act in both realms. You know, we've been Baruch Hashem davening for Jews in Eretz Yisrael for months. And we think we're doing our part. But it wasn't until I was speaking to my first cousin a few weeks ago, he gave me a little musser. He said, you have no idea, because he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he has a son, active service in Gaza. You have no idea, he tells me, what it means for a father to go to bed and cry every single night, not knowing, will my son come back tomorrow, chas v'shalom, less than healthy. You have no idea. My wife was in Eretz Yisrael a week ago. She said, ein odome, when you say Tehillim in a Beis Knesset, a Beis Medrash in Chutz Laretz, to when you're standing at the Gaza border, watching young men the same age as your own son board the jeeps that take them into Gaza. You start saying the same Tehillim, and you can't help but cry. Are they going to come back looking the same that they are now or not? And we sometimes delude ourselves into thinking less than 300 casualties. We start playing number games, ratios, how many enemy terrorists are killed, lo leinu nebuch, how many Jewish soldiers have died. But as a member of my shul told me, he has a good friend from Brooklyn who specializes in prosthetic limbs. He's now spending weeks in Eretz Yisrael. He says, you have no idea how many hundreds upon hundreds of hundreds of Jewish soldiers. They're alive, but they're missing an arm, a leg, or two. I have no idea what it means to feel for Klal Yisrael. We have to continuously work on ourselves to feel as part of the Kehila, to daven, to do for others. At the same time, the sense of achdus that one experiences when one feels that others care is so remarkably strengthening. A woman in Ramat Beit Shemesh said to my wife, a few months ago, we were asking ourselves, how long till the Jews in America forget about us? And she said, Baruch Hashem, so grateful. You still care, still davening, still doing. A fellow in my shul was traveling to Harrisville a couple of weeks ago. He was approached by a woman at the airport who said, I have 12 duffels to send on this El Al flight. Can you take them? He said, 12 duffels? How am I going to manage that? She said, don't worry, I'm here every Matzah Shabbos since the war started. They know me already. She marched up to the front. Hey, Miti, said her. 12 duffels, not a problem. Same woman every Matzah Shabbos for weeks and weeks and weeks, sending to Eretz Yisrael. They need to feel the achrayus to take part in the tzibur. How does it begin? Even within our own tzibur, how does it start? One other study, this one conducted by Stanford University psychologists, Scott Fraser, Jonathan Friedman, they approached residents of a California neighborhood. Can you please volunteer to put a big sign on your front lawn saying, drivers, slow down? An eyesore? Absolutely not. When they asked residents in the same neighborhood, small little, neat little sign, reminding drivers, slow down, sure, why not? And then those who agreed to put up the small sign, when subsequently asked about the big sign, more than three quarters said, sure, why not? My high, what happened? Because so long as you see yourself as not being actively involved, you're not involved. Once you get involved, even on a small level, oh, I can do more. I can do more. I can up it. Am I part of the Eda? Am I part of the Kehila? That's what Machatzis HaShakel is all about. Everybody, poor, rich, give a small amount. And all of a sudden, this week's parsha, Marbim Ha'am Lahavi. All of a sudden, there's way too much. Because the moment we transform ourselves and our mindset from I'm passive, I'm part of an Eda, to I'm involved, I take responsibility, I care, I'll do a little bit, transforms the way I think. I become actively involved. And I do more than I would have thought myself capable of doing initially. That is especially important as we approach Purim, when of course we know that the yisod of the Geula of Purim, as the Sfas Emes writes on numerous occasions, was Nikalu v'amod al nafsham. The koach ha'hisachdus, becoming part of the kehila. Doing, not just davening, not just sumo alai, but actively involved on behalf of others. Davening for others, doing for others, whether it be here within the own yeshiva, assuming responsibility, take opportunities, don't neglect them. The yeshiva asks for people to volunteer to learn 10 blocks before Purim. So everyone is supposed to be involved. It's everyone's responsibility. It's not just Yenim. It's me, all of us. If it's a chesed I can do for another bachur in yeshiva, it's not someone else's job, it's me too. It's this koach ha'sachdus, it's transforming the Eidah into a kehila that brings about Yeshua Hashem, keher fayim.